It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Glaciers, they are sculptors, carvers, and artists. When the Bitterroot Mountains, the Missions, and the Rockies were raised from the floor of the ocean, it was the glaciers that came behind, crawling over the surface, grinding and eroding the face of the land. They buried our now green valleys under hundreds of tons of ice, filling these to the brim, inundating lakes and changing the paths of rivers. Crinkled with crevasses, burning the eyes with the reflected light of the sun, apparently but not in repose, today's glaciers hang in our mountains like clouds, draped seductively around pointed summits or fanned out in wide swaths of white against the cobalt fields of the sky. A glacier is born when summer sun shines but fails to fully melt the heavy snowpack. Winter comes again and deposits more snow. As time rolls on, the trend continues, and as snow accumulates, it's pressed into denser and denser layers. Gradually, the lower layers become ice, and at some point, the entire mass yields to the force of gravity. Flowing relentless as it is powerful, dangerous as it is serene, a glacier will shoulder its way into adjacent valleys, flowing together with other glaciers, marching onward in a path of blind, creative transformation. The path of a glacier is easy to track in the alpine. At their furthest extent, they leave piles of rock and rock debris called the terminal moraine. To either side are similar lateral moraines, wide stripes that outline its path. Medial moraines are where two glaciers have met and then melted back. Crevasses, the slick-walled chasms that can open up instantaneously when a snow bridge collapses, are the product of ice moving at different rates and stretching over irregularities in the land. These slits lead to the internal plumbing of the glaciers, melt pools and streams that scurry well under the surface. Stories are told of victims who have fallen in and walked miles to emerge unscathed. More usually, they will be regurgitated decades later, frozen corpses carried along then coughed up at the leading edge of the ice. Glaciers live according to geological time, and scientists believe we may be living in an era of interglacial warmth. We're making hay while the sun shines. But an overall cooling trend began 7,000 years ago and is expected to continue for another 23,000. Predictions, however, must now take into account the effects of global warming, a trend that could overwhelm the natural cycles of nature. Glaciers are shrinking worldwide. Huge chunks are calving from the ice shelves of the Arctic and Antarctic. Meanwhile, glaciers in the Rockies have shrunk by a third since the beginning of the century. Scientists read glaciers like books. To thumb the pages, they drill core samples up to 100 meters deep. Working back in time, they can see the advent of acid rain in the 1980s, pollution levels rising in the post-war period, and a very distinct layer of radioactive fallout from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Going further back, they find evidence of different volcanic eruptions around the globe, including Iceland's Laki eruption in 1783. By analyzing carbon dioxide and oxygen isotopes, also pollen levels, scientists can gauge global temperatures and patterns over the course of thousands of years. It's even possible to deduce the atmosphere dinosaurs would have breathed. Grinding mountains, then, and pounding lakes, depositing immense amount of sediment, glaciers are history books, fillers of streams, creators and destroyers. They walk the land, sticking a tongue out here, retracting a toe there, taking their time. As is evident, there is no shortage of that. What is not so evident is which way they'll go. This is Charles Finn for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out more about upcoming events and programs at the Nature Center, call 327-0405 or check out our website at www.montananaturalist.org.